2:06 p.m. Roll call, please. Oh, waiting on a clerk.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congressman Maker? Congresswoman Pratt? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Next on the agenda is prayer, and I'm going to ask Congressman Tillman to render a prayer for us.
Sir, you all would please just join me in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman. Next is approval of minutes.
Call on me.
Sorry. Congresswoman Pratt.
I was looking for the clerk to call on me. Sorry. On page 2, just for the correct minutes, says Congresswoman Pratt nominated Lou King. And I don't have a problem with Lou King being nominated, but Congresswoman Whitehorn said so moved, and then somebody seconded it. Because at that time, I had a question, and it didn't move forward. So then Shannon asked you, so it was like, would somebody make the motion? And so you said so moved.
Okay.
Okay, let's ask the clerk to listen to the recording then, because it was one of you two. Because she was.
I think one of us did it and then withdrew it and then did it again.
Right, because I had a question at the time and then it got all over the place, right?
How about we let the clerk clarify it by listening to the minutes and
right. That's what I said.
Because I don't recall Congressman Pratt, but that could have happened. I remember the conversation and maybe some of the confusion about somebody outside the committee doing the nomination. So
okay, make a note, Madam Clerk.
I sure will. Thank you,
Mr. Chair. On page 3, the Housing Director Joe Freeman and Amy Dobbins were invited to the table for discussion. That may go somewhere in discussion of the fund for home loan and down payment assistance. Not necessarily during.
Not on text messages?
Yeah, not on open records. Does that make sense?
Do you see it? Housing director.
Motion to approve the minutes of the April 10th meeting as amended.
I have a motion to approve the minutes. Looking for a second. As amended.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, moving on down to number 5. Number 5 was reports. And I can't remember. I know why we were doing the review of the financials, which we've kept track of. every day. But I don't remember the reasoning behind reports. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
It's my understanding that Congresswoman Edwards just leaves these two items on her agenda in case there's a report or financials that need to be reviewed. That's what she stated in the meeting. So I think we can move on from those items.
Okay. I believe we're all right with number six, too. So, mm-hmm. Okay. Number seven, consideration of ONCA 1906. Sponsors Congressman Tillman. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Bill number ONCA. Assistant clerk. As assistant clerk, I have it.
I'd like the legislation to be discussed.
It's an interesting number, 1906.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. My Aunt Stanley Ann would love that piece of legislation.
I'm not even kidding. Literally just wrote that.
The new 1906 Act. Yeah. Anyway, this is a piece of legislation that has been worked on. I've been approached by members, executive branch, the previous tax board, and to work on a piece of legislation that would create the Osage Nation Tax Advisory Board. And what they would do would be, you know, advising the executive and legislative branches on taxation and to establish. As you read through the bill, exactly it is that they're going to do. I know that you all have looked at this piece of legislation, and it's bringing back the board that has been, I believe they've been out since 2014. So I know it started back the original bill, September 13th, 2006. And then it was changed in September 24th, 2014. And so we worked back and forth with this from the executive branch and myself. We met Chief and his staff. And as it is presented, it does have the support of the executive branch as it is presented. So it establishes what the previous board did. Some of the things have been added, some things have been taken off, but if you'll look through there and if you have any questions, but it basically is stated in the bill, the purpose of reestablishing the Osage Nation Tax Advisory Board.
No.
Okay. I
So, Mr. Speaker, I am not part of this committee, so if there are any questions from committee members, I'll do the best that I can to answer those.
Okay. Any questions? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. 4A, it looks like, in Section 4A, board's function is to advise both the executive branch and the legislative branch. What's the reasoning for both there?
That question, to me, just to me, it is going to advise both branches just for transparency, where whatever they advise the executive branch will be duplicated advice to the Osage Nation Congress.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
And then also, in the event that they advise that any legislation needed to be drafted for the tax commission, it would have to go through this branch of government. So you'd be able to invite them over to give reports after conferences attended so that they could keep us abreast of what's going on as well.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
And I'm interested about B2 with the assistance of counsel provided by and in cooperation with the Attorney General of the Osage Nation. The board shall review tax policy regulation, perform research, attend conferences on tribal taxation, and provide written reports and recommendations for number one and number two down there. That language, I'm curious to know if I'm unclear on the first few words of that, with the assistance of counsel provided by and in cooperation with the Attorney General Office. Is it the expectation that they would have their own legal counsel hired, or would they just use the office of the Attorney General?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, the way that I read that, and then just going back to how they operated when they were in existence, they used the Attorney General's office, because at one point in time they did have their own lawyer. And then as we started to phase lawyers out and beef up the Attorney General's office, that's where they started getting their legal advice from. So I'm under the impression, just from based off of how they operated before they were disestablished as a board, that they would go back to the AG's office.
Follow up.
So should that language read, with the assistance and cooperation of the Attorney Generals of the Osage Nation? I'm sorry. I got a note.
Sorry.
You would like me to say that again? Okay. So shouldn't that state, with the assistant and cooperation of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation?
Probably. And I'm not on this committee either, but the other thing that I recall is when they did work with the Attorney General's office, they had limited, at that time, that was 4 years ago though, they had limited, I don't want to say knowledge because that's really not the right word, but they had limited, the AG's office did have, and they were very upfront about it, they had limited people that had very good, long working history in that area of taxation. And so one of the board members can speak to this. Didn't they allow for you all to hire, they hired someone that had the taxation law that you all needed? Teresa, it was almost like a contract, is that correct? Okay.
They kept John Fredericks on retainer and only used him if it was something they didn't feel like they could handle.
Exactly. Okay.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, the way I'm reading this legislation is there going to be an advisement board to the executive branch and the legislative branch. So I think they could work in cooperation with the Attorney General, but I think that the obligation of hiring a special attorney is the executive branch's. I mean, they can advise you guys need a tax attorney for this, but then the executive branch would procure the attorney, not this board. That's kind of how I'm viewing that. So I'm going to write an amendment.
Chair.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes. Congresswoman Whitehorn, just as it reads to me, it says, with the assistance of counsel provided by, that would be the Attorney General's office, and in cooperation with, that would be the Attorney General Office of the Osage Nation. The board shall review, et cetera, et cetera. So that seems clear and plain to me that the Attorney General will be counsel and cooperation with any of the legal that they can provide with the board. Is that not what you're, is it?
It's just unclear to me. And I think that we can make it clear that they engage with the Attorney General. I believe it's the executive branch's duty and obligation to procure any specialized attorneys through the Attorney General's office should they need be. I don't think that's a function of the board. I think they work with the Attorney General, but the function of the executive branch is to actually hire the legal counsel if they deem it necessary. Right. If we need a specialized, like a law attorney, a water attorney, the Attorney General's office gets it on behalf of the nation. So I think just to clarify the language that they work with the Attorney General's office, that because they are an advisement board, that they don't seem to have the powers they did previous to this board being dissolved. They're in an advisory capacity.
Okay, while Congresswoman Whitehorn is drafting this amendment, is there any other further discussion? Or can we move on with further discussion?
Well, I can write while you guys move on if you want to. Let me see him.
Okay, other than this.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's okay. I was like, well, let me see here.
The bouncy ball.
What line? What line?
Other than this.
What line was it, Maria?
I think I might be on page 2.
Okay.
No, there it is, right there. On B.
One?
Page 1, line 46. Okay, that's what I was looking for. Assistance of counsel. Okay. I'm going to say with the assistance of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation. I'm just having a hard time writing today.
Hold on, she's still.
Yeah, I'm remedial amendment writer today. Okay, here it is. Page 1, line 46, strike. Counsel provided by and in cooperation with the and insert of. So it'd say with the assistant of the. Excuse me, let me restate that. Of the. Okay, so you would strike page 1, line 46, strike counsel provided by and in cooperation with the and insert of the.
That's my amendment.
Okay, we have an amendment, a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
Wanted us to look at it again. Okay.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I just think it clarifies that they're going to work with the Attorney General's office instead of reading it and have to question if they're going to, if this advisory board's going to be provided counsel. So, because that's a question when I read that to me.
I agree. It's a simple fix. I mean, it simplifies it. Any other questions or amendments? I just want to say I'm in full support of this board being brought back because I worry about the lack of taxation that we have. I know that there's several other opportunities for us to be gaining streams of revenue through other means of taxation that we're missing out on. And I know that these ladies or whomever should be sitting there would be tasked with going to conferences like the National Congress of American Indians, which there were several taxation breakouts on new means of streams of revenue. So I think it's important that we have representation out there going to some of these conferences that do have this information out there, and they keep it updated. I've been a part of it for about 12 years now, and I try to keep up with it. And it's fluid. It's forever changing with different administrations. So I just wanted to say that much, and looking for movement.
Well, can I ask?
Congresswoman Pratt.
So I guess I just have some questions because, that's kind of how. Oh, sorry. Are we in the middle of an amendment?
I think we have an amendment.
We are.
Don't we?
We are. I seconded.
I apologize.
That's okay. We'll just call all in favor, and we'll get this out of the way, and she can continue.
Unless someone says.
Okay. Do you want to restate your? Well, it was just a short.
Right. The clerk has it.
Okay. All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
All those opposed?
I'm confused.
Okay. Congresswoman Pratt.
I'm like, everyone.
That's because me and Joe are usually here for these meetings.
Right.
That's why I was
okay.
Not on the committee.
So I guess I just wanted to just kind of in keeping with how we typically, and unless we get in a rush, I guess, how we typically, are all parties involved, aware, on board, just how this is all going to function moving forward. And I mean, I know it's not rocket science, and there was a board previously. However, I was just curious if, because I heard that there was a meeting with the executive branch, a sponsor, possibly the speaker, and I'm not sure who else. So I guess I would just curious a little more about that, like how this came about, because we're with the same administration, a new term, but same administration. And who made the request to, what's the correct wording? Terminate this board in the first, their first administration. So, and the current tax commissioner? He's also
tax
something else.
Tax commission director, I
director,
think.
Director, right. And then also, what else? He's something
Secretary
else.
Secretary of the Nation.
Secretary of the Nation. Was he in the discussion? Is he aware of it? Is he in support? Is, I guess just because we don't know him, haven't had much discussion on the return of this board that was previously seated, or any of the issues as to maybe why the executive branch did not see the need, and then specifics on why the need to bring a board back. And also because we as a Congress have just, and the executive branch have just been having discussions on, there's a lot of boards and maybe we aren't going to have as many boards. And so that's just, I'm just trying to have some clarification. I don't know if anybody else sees it that way, but I'm just, I guess, looking for a little clarification on that, because that's the parts of the discussions that I've been a part of in the recent months. So that was my statement, but I guess a few questions in there.
Me personally, I wasn't here when they dissolved the tax board, and I don't know why they did. I know some of the forces that were behind it. When I come on, I had heard that there was some movement in putting the tax board back, which I was in favor of. Other than that, I didn't have any meetings with executive.
Right.
I'll speak to my part. I was asked by the chief himself to sponsor the legislation. I had a meeting with him.
The legislation to dissolve?
To dissolve. And he was a newly elected chief, and he had looked at some of his boards and made a decision that he thought that it could be a little less government. The conversation during campaign time at that time was there were a lot of boards, and he really felt like that department could have good oversight with just a director and no board, and he wanted to try it out. And his stance, I agreed to sponsor the legislation. His stance then was he was going to try it and see how it worked, and if it didn't work, he would bring it back. And 4 years later, he's bringing it back. It's in a different capacity, but it's still an advisory board that's going to provide information to him and to Congress. So I think that in the spirit of, even though he dissolved the board in the beginning, per his request, I mean, it was per his request, because this body can't just go and dissolve one of the executive branch's boards. He tried it. It didn't work for whatever reason. I mean, he felt like it needed to come back and has agreed to it. So that's all I have to add.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay. Okay, because I guess the difference would be before it was an oversight board, and now it's not. That is one big difference. I was just asking whoever has had more discussion to discuss about, but I guess maybe it's just simply maybe the tax commission director is overloaded as far as policy or something like that, and I'm just guessing right now because we haven't heard much about it. But what I recall, and I think we all recall, is at the time there was a lot of audit issues and et cetera within the tax commission. That's what I was told. I think we were all told that at the time, and that was the need to dissolve the board because of OFPR reports, et cetera. So I wasn't really, I guess, asking why it was dissolved, because we know why it was dissolved at the time. So I was just looking for just further discussion and the need to come bring back. So like I said, basically, I think if there's only been one meeting, can we hear from all parties involved what was discussed at that time?
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you. I believe there were two meetings up on the Hill in Chief's office, and once the legislation was proposed and written with the help of legal analysts here, It went back and forth a couple of times over some issues with regards to, where is it? The board will exercise no administrative or supervisory function. That was what the executive branch wanted in there permanently. And so one of the meetings, I know we had permission, or the previous board had permission from the executive branch to go down and visit with Mr. Carpenter. And you all went down and visited with Mr. Carpenter, and he expressed his happiness, gladness with the board coming back on, because he had found himself way busy and needed the advice and expertise that you all could provide. I can't speak to that.
Okay. I can't find it. Yeah, I lost it.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It was actually pointed out by another member here at the table. Section 4E reads that the board should be compensated in accordance with Osage law. It's my understanding there's not funding provided in the current annual operating funding. So what's the time frame for getting this off the ground? Because I think there's not. It's effective immediately.
I think it's probably effective upon the signature of the chief.
So I do have an amendment for an alternate effective date of October 1 in there. That's 6 months down the road. But that gives the executive branch time to submit for funding on July 15th per budget submission, so that we are planning on this tax advisory commission. Was it the intent to get it off the ground before then?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just know that the executive branch has approved as it is written here. They are completely satisfied with the way it's written there. What they do with it afterwards will be up to them.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, speaking to the alternate effective date, I would support that, because currently there's no funding that's been appropriated for this board, and we're at the near end of session, so I would support that. I would also support, I don't see any executive branch representation here for this bill. I trust everything I've heard here, but I'd like to hear from the executive the need they feel for reinstating a new board within the executive branch. Or the tax commission director. I think that we do those kinds of things when we're looking at something that's going to affect their branch of government, and I don't see any representation here.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Sorry. I would agree with at least having that conversation, simply because the reasoning that Congresswoman Goodfox just gave is saying that he was going to, he being chief, try it out for a while and see how it went, because we were board heavy at that time. We're 5 years down the road, and that's exactly the same conversation that's being had right now. And for months leading up to this, up until, I don't know, 2 months ago, and looking for some solutions on that, I was very hesitant in even moving forward with the board's bill in this session, because I thought that those conversations were going to go deeper, because they're said outside of the session a lot. And so that's the exact same conversation that's being had right now. And so here we are, like, at the same thing. So I too would, if that's the reason, is like, well, I'd try it for a while and then bring it back again. That's the conversation we're having right now. So I would just like to hear that as well, because are we still needing to take a look at that being board heavy or not, or what's a give and take or not?
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's my understanding that advisory boards are allowed per the current bill that's being considered by the Congress. So it would fit in with the current proposal that's before this body, from my understanding, for how we redo boards or restructure boards. it would still put the initiative on the Office of the Chiefs to determine how they want to compensate those boards, how right. much, and everything else. So
right. okay.
it fits in with, I believe it fits in with the current discussion of boards that Congresswoman Edwards has displayed the chief was in favor of. So
right.
Beyond that, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Continue.
I do have an amendment to author page 2, lines 68 and 70, or sorry, 67 and 68. Strike lines 67 and 68 and insert the following. This bill shall be effective as of October 1, 2019, upon the signature of the principal chief or upon the signature of the Speaker of the OCJ Nation Congress following legislative override.
Second.
Okay, we have an amendment and a second discussion.
As previously discussed, I'm happy to move forward if we want to immediately with the board, but there's no funding for the compensation. So we either need to fix the compensation mm-hmm. aspect or put an alternate effective date on. So,
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I support this amendment. I think that if we're going to move forward with this, I'd like to move forward with an executive representative here. But if the committee chooses to pass this out today, I would be more comfortable with this amendment in here.
Okay, and Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay, that's my thoughts exactly.
And I don't mind it being in here. These ladies have been going to meetings and doing all this work on their own dime anyway, so they're going to continue to do that until compensation does come about or whomever sits in there. Go ahead, Congressman Potts.
And I agree. I'm fine with it being passed out today if this clause is in here. If it's not, I'd like to hold it in committee until we hear. But I think if we put this clause in, we can hear from executive and make general order amendments if necessary.
What time is it?
Got a motion?
What time? What?
Congresswoman Pratt.
Can I ask what time it is and what time this meeting is supposed to be over?
2:43, and it's supposed to be over at 3:30, I believe.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not necessarily against passing it out, but that's how I feel as well. If nobody's here to say specifically, just a little more background, because there's been a lot of discussion about this, a lot of places. And so if someone, which I have been asked, why is there going to be a tax board, or why was there not, or this or that, what is the need, et cetera, I don't really have the answers to those questions. Specifically, other than, you know, I realize what they do and realize the expertise, but right now, I don't know, that's my experience and how we do it. So I agree with either passing the motion or holding off, or I'm even okay with someone running right down here before this meeting is over to tell us, and we can get it done today.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'm ready. I'm ready to vote on the amendment.
Call for the question. All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Those opposed?
Well, no. I have to vote, so I can't talk anymore. So no.
Motion passes.
Yeah, it does, but I better know. So, okay, the vote's over. Can I?
Okay, since we are running so late, Congresswoman Goodfox, do we need to dive into your piece of legislation or?
Well, I'm not on the committee, but I would, it's 2:45 and you all are scheduled till 3:30, and I have two pieces of legislation after this that I would like for the committee to hear, and I've been waiting. This is the first time they're going to be heard. So I'm not on the committee, whatever y'all decide to do, but I would like for my legislation to be heard today.
Are you the chair?
No, I'm not, but you had your hand up.
Oh, but you can't call on me.
I know, I'm just blowing
Congresswoman Pratt and then Congressman Potts.
Yeah, I agree. But I could have swore I heard you tell someone that you didn't want one or both of them to be heard today. So that I thought that's why we had time. Or we can ask somebody to go. My point is I did not want to vote for that amendment, not knowing whether what we're trying to do with it today. So that's why I went ahead and voted no, but passed anyways, because I would be for moving forward if I can hear from the executive branch.
Congressman Potts.
I say we move on.
Motion to report ONCA 1906 to the Congress for the due pass recommendation.
A motion. Do we have a second?
Second. As amended.
As amended.
Okay.
Congressman Potts.
Making a motion to move it forward, and we can have the sponsor reach out to the executive branch if that's what, if that's the only thing we're waiting on at this point. But the sponsor said the executive branch is okay with it.
Is there a second to the motion?
Motion dies for lack of a
second. Withdraw my motion. There you go.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay, well, I make a motion to report 1906 with no recommendation to Congress.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Yes. Aye, sorry.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion passes.
Thank you, Chair, Committee.
All right. Moving on to 1907, Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you. This is a resolution to provide for an election to amend Section 3, Article 7, to require candidates for principal chief to run for office with a candidate for assistant principal chief on a combined ticket. So if passed out by this committee and voted on with the majority of congressional... thank you, Brandy. That was really nice. I was really struggling. So... in the event that the full Congress sends this out for a ballot question to the Osage people in 2020, they would determine whether or not this would be a ticket for the chief and assistant principal chief to run on a ticket. I don't know if anyone has any questions, but it's pretty straightforward.
Any questions? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
This was recently filed.
Yes.
I haven't had an opportunity to read it yet, so we've been pretty busy. So if we can get it up on the board and I can just put my eyes on it a little bit. I don't think there's anything about it I don't support. But not having read it, I can't say. So that's it.
That's it.
Really short and sweet.
Yes,
and
it is.
It catches
everything,
everywhere in the Constitution. No working troubles at all, because I haven't reviewed it.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've spoken with the author of the resolution. I'm in favor of this constitutional reform, or at least putting it to a vote of the people. What's always been puzzling to me is you can elect a chief with one idea and an assistant chief with another idea, and if something were to happen, you've got conflicting initiatives going along in the nation, and I don't think that that puts us in the right direction. I think that running on a ticket provides unity and a clear vision for the nation that's going to be put forward every 4 years. So I'm in support of putting this to the vote of the people, and it's pretty, I've read it, I have looked at it. I offered to help the author with the resolution, but it is that straightforward. There's not much to help on, so.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, as you stated, I've always supported that concept too. I think it's the way we do it currently, to hope that an assistant chief and a chief are, that don't have common goals for the nation are going to meld, I think, is a difficult position to put our nation in, and a difficult position to put the executive branch in. So I've always agreed with this concept. And basically what I said, haven't read it yet, need to make sure that it's going to work for us. If I trust the review's been done, I've read it, looks good. I support this.
Well, and we will send it to the Attorney General's office so that it will get a scrub before they place it on the ballot. So the AG's office will have the opportunity to look at it to make sure that everything goes onto the ballot in a nice, neat form.
Congressman Potts.
Motion to report ONCR 1907 to the Congress of the Duke Pass recommendation.
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed?
Clerk needs some clarification. She wasn't in her seat.
Report to Congress of the Duke Pass by Eli Mer, second by Maria. All in favor was yes.
Was yay?
Aye.
It was an aye.
Aye, aye.
Yay. Nice habit.
Captain.
Okay, moving on. Congresswoman Goodfox, number 9.
ONCR 1910 is a resolution to approve the Osage Nation Election Board rules and regulation governing elections in accordance with the Osage Nation Election Code. The election board reached out to me about a week before session started. They had some cleanup language that they needed to work on. We have to provide for a resolution in order. We can't make any changes. We can go through and we can make suggestions, and they can take or not take the suggestions, but we can't change their rules. But they do need a resolution for us to, in order for their rules to be able to go through. I sent Maria, Eli, Shannon, and Angela an email shortly after session ended today. Congressman Big Horse, I couldn't pull your email up, so I even asked the committee to forward to you. So you guys have the proposed rule changes. You've got a version where it shows in red, a red line version, basically, of what changes they want to make. There's a lot of cleanup. There's a few areas where they've really spelled out so that it's very clear to candidates running for office that campaign donations need to be put into a campaign account, and then anything that is being paid for their election comes out of that campaign account. Congresswoman Edwards, Congressman Potts both had conversations with the election board. They will be here next week. They sat here this morning and we weren't able to get to your all's first meeting. So they're going to be put on the agenda for next week if you all want to look through this red line version and then come to your all's next meeting with your questions. That might be the route to go.
Congressman?
No.
Congresswoman,
thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. I'm looking in my email right now. I don't have that, but I'd like to back up and say you've worked this election code and these regulations for quite a few years now. I've seen you do it. You know the drill. We love those red line versions. So thanks for getting that together for us. And if you can forward it to me, I am happy to review this. I think our election board is diligent on making our process better for the voters and candidates each year.
Who are you talking to? No, I'm kidding.
She can hear me. You can hear everybody. You can hear us on the fourth floor with this amplification. So I appreciate it, and I'll take a look at it and read it, and when I get it in my email, I don't know.
Well, I may not have gone through, but right before engrossment, I ran back here and
I'd show you what my phone just done.
And you aren't in my trash, so or not trash, junk. Junk is what I need to look at. There's some crazy stuff in my junk, but you aren't in there.
What are you going to say?
I was going to postpone to the call chair.
Congresswoman Pratt.
I was a motion to postpone. Stealing it. ONCR 1910.
Second.
To the call of the chair.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Congresswoman Edwards has unfinished business down here as the next agenda item, and I have no idea what her unfinished business
it always
could
says
be.
That.
So after that is new business and then adjournment.
There's a lot of that.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
We're adjourned.
Hallelujah. Aye. Yes.
Yes. Get those.
We have two things to sign, one thing to find.
I'm glad.